Time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars receiver Cecil Shorts. Before we start, opening week. You've been doing this since you were a kid. Does opening week still have the same feelings about getting started, the excitement level that it did when you were playing Pop Warner?
Absolutely. It's an exciting time of year. The college football season just got started last weekend. High school season just got started a couple weekends ago. So football season is here, and it's definitely exciting.
All right, let's start with our first topic, and it's time. Can you believe that you're already starting your fourth season? I mean, when I go through the locker room and I look at different guys, you're one of the guys who's been here the longest, and it's only your fourth year.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember my rookie year like it was yesterday. And it's crazy how time flies, and then, you know, so much change in the organization. Yeah. I happen to be one of the older guys in the room. But it's exciting, you know, to grow up here and still be here. And I'm excited for where this team is going.
At this moment in time, there's as much excitement about this franchise. Clearly, there's as much as I've seen in 20 years here. But there's as much as you've ever seen here in your 4 years, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, the culture that Shai Khan, Gus Bradley, and Dave Caldwell built got this franchise going in the right direction, and it's going to be a bright future ahead of
us. Yeah, and it brings us to money, which is our second topic. And you're coming up on a contract extension. First of all, is this where you want to play?
This is where I want to play. This is a home for me. You know, my wife and kids are down here now. We love the area. You know what I mean? I love what Dave and Gus are doing with this team and what Shai Khan's doing to the stadium. I mean, he made a statement, put in the scoreboards, the pools, and all that stuff. So I definitely want to be here.
Football player through and through. I mean, son of a coach. I mean, you've been around this thing. You've seen all this thing come together now. How important is the money side of it to you?
You know, I play for the love of the game. You know what I mean? When I stop loving what I do, when I stop having fun what I do, that's when I'll be done playing.
But when you do look at it, you've got a family to take care of. So obviously the love and the professionalism, for you in particular, it's an interesting blend, isn't it?
Absolutely. You got to understand it's a business as well. You know, we're playing the kids' game, and we're getting paid to do it. But so you understand the business side, and you know what I mean? When it comes to money, you do want your money. So when that time comes, I let my agent and my team work with that.
You know, most players, especially those of your caliber, say that they're willing to turn it off, shut it off, not pay any attention to it. Can you honestly do that?
It's tough, but I think you set your mind to it. It's to focus on getting better. It's to focus on, you know, being a leader in the locker room and doing what you got to do to help this team win. I think you can do it.
Moving on to quarterbacks, you have an interesting situation there, too. You're playing with the present, Chad Henne, a veteran you know, and the future on the roster in Blake Bortles. How's the balance there?
Well, from day one, after we drafted Blake, they said Chad Henne is the starter. They named him the starter way back in April, and they made it clear. So the way the team is thinking, Chad's our leader. We're rolling with him. We love Chad. He's savvy on the field. I think it's a 6th or 7th year vet. Does a great job leading the team. We all believe in him. And it's our job on the outside and the interior to make plays for him, to be there for him. And we understand that Blake's the future. When his time comes, you know, his time will come. But right now, Chad's the guy. We're all behind his back.
Tell me something about Chad that people don't know as a leader, as a quarterback.
He is a silly dude. I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Really? Because he's so serious in the locker room.
He is one of the funniest guys. He's just goofy and silly and keeps us loose, so it's pretty cool.
Anything about the rookie that stands out yet, or is it too new?
No, man. He's a gamer. He's like a kid out there Saturday morning in the backyard. He's out there loving what he does, and I think he has a very, very bright future ahead of him.
Next topic, 4. As in Cecil Shorts the 4th, you are the proud father of a young boy and an 8-month-old daughter. Parenting is difficult enough, but parenting and playing professional football has to be a challenge.
It's very tough, but, you know, I'm blessed to have a beautiful wife at home that understands what I'm going through, understands the business side, understands that I have to be at work early, and some days I'll be there late. But it's my job when I get home to help her whatever I can. So I try to, you know, get all my treatment, get all my film watching here, everything I need to do at the stadium. But when I go home, it's time for the family. You understand? Yeah. So just be with my kids, play with my son, play with my daughter, feed them, help my wife in any way I can.
8-month-old daughter, are you getting enough sleep? How are you going to balance that?
At times I get enough sleep. She was up last night. We were talking about it earlier. But, you know, like I said, my wife does a great job with the kids. And she's understanding during the season that, you know, I need to get my rest. That's part of recovering from each game and stuff. So, like I said, my wife is a humongous help in that area. Now, in the off season, it kind of switches.
It kind of switches.
So,
yeah. You to be the remarkable Absolutely. One in the equation?
Absolutely.
All right. Finally, social. And you could, of course, hashtag AFGM, your questions weekly. This week for Cecil, the first question is, and you've been asked this in the locker room a lot, do you have any contact with Justin Blackmon? Do you know what's going on with him at all?
I haven't talked to him in a while. From my understanding, I do know what's going on with him, and he's doing very well right now. And that's all I can say about that.
All right. The second most asked question is, you came from a small school. Did you feel comfortable immediately, or did it take you some time as a rookie from a small school to feel like you belonged in the NFL?
I think everybody's different, but for me, it took a little time. You know, it's a big difference going against guys that, you know, are scared to play against you in college at the Division III level, and then getting here when you're playing against guys. When I came to the league, Nate Clemens was still playing. I was like, it's 14th year in the NFL. So it's 3rd and 3. I got a slant route. He's inside already. He understands that it's coming. He watched film, and it's just like, woo, what's going on? You know what I mean? It's a confidence level and nervous. So it was a process for me. And I think I came on later in the years. I still have a lot of work to do, but yeah, it definitely was a process.
Thanks for coming in. Fun to talk to you. Yeah, 4 years in, you're already a true pro. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Cecil Shorts, folks. Thanks so much. See you next week on A Few Good Minutes.